the ancient Celtic peoples who began in the British Isles, England, Ireland, Scotland, that area, but migrated also down through Europe all the way to Spain and all the way east to Turkey. And they influenced Christianity. They got down there a couple of centuries before Christ. And so the center of Christianity for the first few centuries was Constantinople, which is in present-day Turkey. And so some of the early influences in Christianity came from that region. Well, the Celts believed that November 1st and 2nd were the 2 days of the year where this world and the other world collided, than when they were the closest together. And so there was something sacred about these 2 days. Now, that's a pagan philosophy. Christianity often took on the pagan teachings, philosophies, ways of thinking, for certain festivities, etc., and Christianized them. An example would be Christmas. The ancient Roman pagans celebrated the winter solstice, the first day after the shortest day of the year, when the year starts to get longer. And Christians Christianized that and made it Christmas. So we've been famous through the centuries for taking on what was there before and giving it a particularly Christian twist. So November 1st and 2nd become the Feast of All Saints and All Souls. And it's a way of celebrating this union between this world and the other world, the finite and the infinite, the world and the transcendent. And it celebrates something that we Christians have always believed, that humans are capable of transcendence, that we're capable of experiencing and knowing and being conscious of something that's beyond our five senses, that's beyond what we normally experience in this world. And it's good for us Christians in America today to celebrate these feasts wholeheartedly, because in modern science we tend not to believe in the other world. We tend not to believe in the transcendent. We think that humans are only capable of what they experience in this life and in this world. But we Christians have always believed otherwise. We believe that humans are capable of experiencing God. That there's something of God in us from the very beginning, from our making. We're made in God's image. And so there's something of the transcendent, of the other world, of the infinite that is in our DNA. It's just how we're wired. And so November 1st and November 2nd celebrate that reality. All Saints, of course, is honoring all of the saints who have lived before us, and it's about the communion of saints. Now, St. Paul calls the people in the recipients of his letters the saints. So, according to the Bible, saints are not just people who are dead. They're the living, too, because it's all of those who are consecrated to Christ in one way or another, living holy and blameless lives, more or less, you know. And Paul refers to those people living in those churches that he's writing to, the saints. So the communion of saints is not just that all of those who have gone before us are in communion with one another, but they are in communion with the saints who are here now, too. And the liturgy always celebrates that. We believe that this altar is connected dynamically to the altar in heaven where Christ offers himself in sacrifice for our salvation for all eternity. That the nature of God is this laying down of life, this self-sacrificing love, and our participation in this altar is a participation in that altar. And so you've probably seen this depicted in art in various ways, but one of my favorites is there's an altarpiece from Ghent, Belgium, that is now in a museum. So many of these great things are now in museums, they're not in churches anymore. But it depicts the heavenly liturgy as it's described in the book of Revelation. And in the center of the frame is the altar, and standing on the altar is the Lamb. And the lamb, his side is pierced, and blood is flowing out, and it's flowing into a chalice that's sitting on the altar. So it's a very Eucharistic image, isn't it? But around that are saints and angels in a kind of a countless throng. And they're all worshiping God and the Lamb and drawing life from him. Well, this is the communion of saints. And in the upper part of the picture are all the saints who are in heaven. In the lower part of the picture are all the saints who are on earth. It's the communion of saints. And, you know, saint comes from a Latin word, sonare, which means to be healed. And sometimes we get this wrong. We think the saints were perfect and that they never sinned and that they had an up on us in terms of virtue and capability. But actually, they were just like us. They were wounded and they had to be healed. And the reason you're healed is because you're wounded, you're sick. And they were sick just like you and me. And they were frail and weak and sinners. But they allowed the perfection of Christ to overtake them. They allowed themselves to become one with Christ through his healing, sacrificial love. Not by their own virtue, not by their own capability, but they allowed themselves to be overtaken by the grace of God. And they walked through the crucible of illness, the crucible of suffering, and came out on the other side healed. Well, we're all capable of that too. We don't have to heal ourselves. God does that for us. We don't have to redeem ourselves. It's already been done on the cross. And so it's just a matter of our allowing that healing balm to wash over us so that when we come out on the other side, we're healed and made whole. But it's not just about all saints, it's also about all souls, which is tomorrow. And all souls is also a connection between the dead and the living. And so we take that passage in the second book of Maccabees rather seriously, we Catholics, that it's noble and honorable to pray for the dead. And so here at Thomas More, we have this wonderful tradition of lighting candles for all of the family members here who died in the last year. And so we have these candles, one for each of those people, and we'll light those candles. And if any family members or friends want to come up and help light the candle for that loved one, please feel free to do so.